Welcome to I'm Screaming, a podcast for anyone who's ever felt like shamelessly screaming at the top of their lungs over a moment in pop culture.
Because sometimes pop culture can be scary and you just gotta let it out. Let's scream about it together.
Hello, Megan.
Hi, Giselle.
Oh, your face just brings me so much joy. Aww. Whenever we get on these little calls, these little Zooms, I'm just like so happy. All my troubles go away.
Oh, well, same. You look beautiful. Your hair looks amazing.
Thank you.
This color pop of red. We're just still, like, always going to be encouraging y'all to go, like, watch us on YouTube.
Get on the YouTube, friends.
These days. But
get on the YouTube, yes, friends.
Thank God.
Things have been happening. Things have happened this week. We are here to report
the news. Investigative journalism is not dead. I promise you that.
We are independent journalists. Support us, like, literally. I'm like, where do we even begin on this list, Meg?
Let me look.
Surprise me.
I feel like the Oscars, maybe?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. That was where my heart was going.
I love that.
The Oscars happened last week, everyone. And I feel like it was a pretty, I watched it later, like, watched all the clips, watched the important parts. I feel like there were, like, some real standout moments, but also, like, the awards kind of went how they've been going, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would say, I thought it was, like, a pretty good telecast, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, a very enjoyable evening. And I love that it started, for us East Coasters, at 7 o'clock. That was incredible because, you know, instead of going to bed at 11:30, I got to go to sleep at, like, 10:30, which was amazing. And I thought there were a lot of good bits.
Yeah.
I think the presenters were strong.
I loved the thing they were doing with the best actor and actress.
Yeah. They brought that back because they used to do that a long time ago.
Oh.
And I feel like it's been, like, a call from, like, the gay community begging them to bring back, you know, the aging divas who have won.
Truly, I loved it, honestly.
Oh, shoot, sorry. Just dropped my phone on the floor. but, yes, I do think there are two people who are of two minds about this because I think a lot of people really want to see the clips before. And I can understand that 100%.
Yeah.
Because I think there's also, like, you know, people get interested in what clip someone's going to choose or they're going to choose for certain actors. But I think, especially with Davine, I really felt so moved.
Oh, same.
What Lupita said about her and especially, like, America Ferrera, like, that whole one had me in tears by the end. And yeah, so it was, like, really, you know, and especially when you know the actors have, like, personal connections and personal relationships,
it's, yeah,
like, very, very special. So I loved that. I think, thought that was good. And I think it was, like, you know, it still didn't run long. So, like, they could definitely do that and run some clips, you know, I think.
We can always do both. Yeah, I agree. I feel like with the ones where they knew, where they had personal connections or, like, it was great, right? Like, I was like, this is everything. I want this to always happen. I think there were some where I was like, I'm cringing because you don't know this person and you're getting, like, a weird description. But the ones that moved me, like, truly moved me, and I was very happy to watch it unfold. Davine, I love her. Like, she looked beautiful. Like, I just feel like she's carried this award season with such grace, and I just, like, love her, and I want her in more things, and, you know, I just think she's great. The first time I saw her was in
High Fidelity,
which is crazy.
Also of Only Murders in the Building fame, never forget.
Oh, yeah! I never finished this season with Miss Merrill.
I did. I'm off book or up to date on Only Murders.
I need to finish.
So
I got
be tuning,
like, halfway
into
through
the LA season that's coming up. They're going to be in LA this season.
I mean, really, Selena Gomez collecting a check from this show.
Absolutely.
And, like, a lot of checks.
They got nominated for a SAG. Like, the cast. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it is
a
good show.
She was at the SAG Awards now. Miss Girl is, I mean, she's for some reason continuing to make music. But also, like, I say that, but also, like, wait till I turn my lover.
I know. Single soon, like, got, it grew on me. I need to get Love On in my rotation. I'll be
steak tartare.
Yeah. Selena Gomez is literally in her, like, unbothered era. She should be bothered, but she's, you know.
I mean, she's just out of her mind. But, yeah. But yes, Davine was great. I think the performances. I mean, did you hear about this whole thing with the best original song?
Yeah, the thing
with Diane Warren.
Yeah.
So first of all, I mean, like, the thing was is that they cut all of the musical numbers, like, slightly short.
Yeah.
The longest one was I'm Just Ken, but which, I'm Just Ken is, like, an 8-minute situation in the movie, so it's,
right.
like, they couldn't have done the whole thing. But all of them were pretty short. Which one was I thinking of? I mean, What Was I Made For wasn't the
yeah.
whole song. But I absolutely assume that it was stage direction to not read the nominees. So
right.
when Cynthia and Ariana, promoting Wicked, got up there in their pink and their green, and God help
always
us.
The pink and green.
God help us, Ariana Grande, with that look.
I know, I hate it.
It was
I'm
so
sorry.
Bad.
It's
it was so bad.
It was terrible.
But when they got up there, Cynthia kind of said, like, over the night, we've seen performances from all of your best original song nominees. And, like, I do get that, like, normally it would be, like, here's another look.
Right.
Quick look at those nominees, right? That's what they usually do with Best Picture, which also
yeah.
didn't happen at the end. But basically, Ariana just opened the envelope and was like, and the Oscar goes to Billie Eilish. Like, which we knew. Diane.
We knew. Diane.
People are, and can I just say, people are down my boy Bradley Cooper's throat for wanting an Oscar. And yet Diane Warren sits there every year writing her dumb little jingles.
Right.
Sorry. And has the audacity to get mad and storm around looking for a producer to complain to that her name didn't get read out. Girlfriend.
People
it's
wish
over.
To be literally
it's
like you
over.
Weren't gonna win, babes. You who are you? Like I know who you are, but like who literally
no,
who are you?
She's very famous and like, you know, but and like very, you know, good songwriter, I assume. But also like, what was the I don't know. I like it's just like it makes me mad that like nothing from like Theater Camp was nominated. It makes
I
me
know.
Mad that nothing from Wonka was nominated. The thing about chocolate.
Literally. Timmy should have been there.
And then there's chocolate.
Come on.
But also, like, honestly, personally, and I've seen a lot of discourse about this on Twitter, and I kind of am tending to agree, even after the I'm Just Ken performance of a century, that Dance the Night by Dua Lipa not being nominated is kind of a sin.
No, it is a sin. That song is good and also,
like,
was everywhere.
It should have been nominated and should have won.
Agreed. I'm sorry. No, Meg, you know that, like, I feel like it's sacrilegious to say. Like, I like Billie Eilish. Her music is not my favorite, whatever. And that song, while it touched a generation, it just...
It didn't touch me.
It
never did it for you.
It never grabbed me.
I had my moments with it.
Yeah.
And I don't agree with certain people who are saying that it's not good. Like, I don't think it's a bad song at all.
Right, no.
But I do think that, like... Dance the Night was just everywhere. It was in every trailer. It's synonymous with Barbie.
Literally.
And I just think, like, Dua Lipa robbed a bit.
Dua Lipa robbed. Honestly, yeah, she was robbed. Mark Ronson just...
Mark Ronson, there, participating in the I'm Just Ken performance.
Always.
Looking hot.
I love him.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about I'm Just Ken.
Let's talk about it. I mean, the thing about Ryan Gosling is that he is a star.
A triple threat.
And literally I've seen all the tweets and everyone being like, Justin Timberlake better be fucking praying every day that Ryan Gosling decided.
He thanks God every day.
Literally that Ryan Gosling decided to pursue acting
yeah.
because my man slayed. It was so fucking enjoyable.
It was
carried.
Delightful. And I have to call out my king. Kingsley Benadire.
I love
having
him.
The time of his life on that stage and Shooty. And Chris Evans' brother just popping up. Oh,
I know, and fucking Simu. I'm like, get him off the
and
stage.
Simu, it's like, oh God. But yeah, oh my God. What a time. And like going down to the audience to give the girls the mic for a minute
yeah.
and then having the Emma Stone moment, which was I saw someone tweet and it was great. It was like, those who know their history know that this isn't La La Land.
Yeah.
This is Crazy Stupid Love.
Literally.
Absolutely. And 100% could not be more true.
Can I say something?
Say something.
Can I say something just... investigative journalism, as we've been doing.
Okay.
I know that Miss Ray was there for not only American Fiction, but also Barbie. But I do kind of feel like either she didn't want to be a part of the Barbie narrative anymore. But, like, don't you kind of feel like it was a little bit disconnected? Like, she was in the movie. She was not a small, like, she was a bigger part of the press and the movie. But I kind of felt like she was very, like, not with those people. Like, she was more, obviously more with, like, the American Fiction people. But I don't know. I just felt like that was kind of weird. Am I feeling like, is it not weird?
I don't know if I picked up on that. I don't know. Like, that's...
I kind of forgot she was in Barbie for a second, but then I was like, wait, she, like, was in
Barbie. No, it was just President Barbie. I mean, did you get to see American Fiction yet?
No.
Okay. I would say she's kind of, like, equal in both of them. Like, definitely a supporting performance in American Fiction. I don't really know about screen time. But maybe it's just, you know, obviously, like, Barbie is such a larger ensemble. Like,
yeah.
She can sit with the American Fiction people. Yeah. I don't know.
I was just like,
But, I mean, you know, it's just one of those things. I think, like, they were forcing it on the press tour to be like,
totally.
We're all friends, and did you all have sleepovers, and did you all love each other so much? And it was just kind of like, that's fine. Like, I mean, just personally, like, I think Issa Rae is cooler than all of those Barbie people. You know what I mean? Like,
definitely.
And so, I don't know. That's a good point. That's an interesting thing to point out. But I feel like maybe it's just more also that, like, the Barbie narrative is, like, super tired, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, it was
really and tied nice to those people. Like, very tied to Greta and Margot in America. Like, you know.
Yeah, because they were, like, nominated and stuff. But, like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's the I'm Just Ken performance was really great because I also think I was, like, so tired of Barbie and I wasn't really thinking about the performance. Like, I knew he was performing it, but I think it really, like, tied a whole bow on the Barbie experience, and now we can all move on and be maybe be normal about it again.
I know. I mean, really, Ryan Gosling, like, the best part. I know it's annoying because it's Barbie, but, like, the best part of it all. Like,
we've him said leaning it, in. We will say it again. Like, his ability to be completely unashamed, like, to completely just have no shame and do whatever. Like, not that he should have shame for doing that, but you know what I mean. Like,
yeah.
There are a lot of, like, straight white men who would not be comfortable in their own
skin. No, and, like, lean in.
And lean into it and, like, be so, like, earnest about it. Because apparently he was, like, really involved in the production of the whole number. Like, The Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, homage.
Yes,
like,
yes.
He knew when he wanted to say, he knew he wanted to stop and give the microphone to Emma. Like, it was all part of the bit. He asked for consent to kiss the videographer guy's hand. Like, okay, like, we love you, Ryan Gosling. But yeah,
it's, King behavior. I mean,
it's undeniably iconic. Barbie haters stay mad, like, to be honest.
Stay mad. Yeah. It was so fun. Yeah. Of course the internet is in flames about best actress. Yeah. I mean, the thing about it is, like, we both loved Poor Things.
Yeah.
And Emma Stone was really great in Poor Things. And, like, I feel like you don't have to, like, Emma Stone didn't vote for herself. You know what I mean? Like, why people are so mad at her. And I'm like, well, you're mad at the wrong person. She just got up there and accepted the award. Yeah. Like, Lily Gladstone and Emma Stone are not the people anyone should be mad at. It's just, like, be mad at the Academy if you're going to be mad at anyone. But also, like, it's just so tired to me.
Yeah. No, I'm tired of it. And, like, not that like Emma Stone has two Oscars now, so she's, like, doing fine, but also, like, it did suck that, like, obviously she, like, made that face when she won because she, like, knew, like, she's dreading this very situation, and that just sucks. I mean, I in the moment was quite surprised, actually, because I had convinced myself over the course of the day that Lily Gladstone was gonna win it. And so in the moment I was like, oh wow, okay. And also the fact that, you know, like, I think Jimmy Kimmel mentioned it in his monologue, like, that she would, you know, be the first Native person to win an Oscar. But also, I very much felt it was a toss-up. I had some people texting me asking me, like, was this expected? Was this a real upset? And I don't think it was. Like, they kind of split the precursors. And you could say, like, Lily Gladstone would be the favorite because she won SAG, which is the largest body in the Academy for the actors branch. But, you know, there's still just some old people in the Academy that, like, are gonna, you know. But then also, even in saying that, I'm like, the Emma Stone performance also isn't for, like, a
I
more
know.
conservative, older crowd. So I do think it's a really interesting win. And
I
I wish
agree.
she didn't win for La La Land so that this could feel more special, to be honest. But I do think it's a really special win. Personally, I've been saying this. I probably would have voted for Sandra Hüller over both of them just because of the body of work this year in Zone of Interest and Anatomy of a Fall, two movies that won a couple of awards on the night. So, but clearly, like, there was a lot of Poor Things love. Like, for the first half of the telecast, it really felt like Poor Things, Poor Things, Poor Things, Poor Things. Like, oh my gosh, wow, like stealing Barbie's production design awards, like, which, like, granted, sorry, like, valid, like, the production design on Poor Things was beautiful. So yeah, it was interesting. I mean, like, I think hopefully, and I know people have been saying this, like, Lily Gladstone, she's gonna be back. And then there are people immediately naysaying it and saying, like, look at, like, Yalitza Aparicio from Roma, like, but I do just think, like, Lily Gladstone has, like, been a bit more outspoken and, like, cemented herself, like, in that way. And I think, obviously, as a champion and, like, Martin Scorsese and, like, has some, like, interesting projects lined up. So, and then there's the whole discourse about, like, should she have run supporting or lead? And it's like, I think Kyle Buchanan of the New York Times, I think it was him, said something about, like, by running in lead, she's telling people, like, treat me as a lead
Yeah, I'm a lead
actress.
actress, totally.
So, you know, I'll absolutely be on the lookout for her. She's in this new Hulu series with Riley Keough that I kind of like murder mystery
Ooh,
situation
love.
that I want to watch. And yeah, I mean, I just like wish her the best, obviously. It's a
Same.
bummer, but she obviously handled it like with grace. And I know her and Emma have really bonded this season. So, you know, and I think Emma Stone is the type of person to like hopefully, you know, she's a producer, she's a voice in the room. And so I think hopefully moving forward it'll be like, you know.
I like Emma Stone.
Everyone likes Emma Stone. That's the thing. She's like the most likable person on the planet. And like, she didn't, as you said, she didn't do anything wrong except give a kick-ass performance. Like,
Like I poor things slayed me.
Poor
She
Things was
slayed
a
Bella Baxter slayed
slay.
me. Mark Ruffalo
Yeah.
slayed me. So therefore,
Absolutely.
Yorgos King, continuing to
Your
employ people, white women we love.
I know. There's also the tweet going around now. He's directed Olivia Colman and Emma Stone to Best Actress wins, and it's like, Amy Adams, get your agent on the phone right now. Amy, we miss you,
Oh,
sister. I
Amy,
love
where is
you.
she?
She's
Where
gonna be in
is
this
she?
adaptation of that novel Night Bitch, which should be
Okay.
interesting. I don't think it's gonna be like Oscar bait. I mean, maybe I'll eat my words, but yeah, you know, she's always making an interesting decision. Sometimes interesting good, sometimes interesting bad.
She'll be there.
We wish that The Woman in the Window was a better movie for her and Brian Tyree Henry's sake, but I watched Watch It. I know.
Oh, I know Bradley, poor Bradley, like really just we all knew. We knew that he wasn't gonna win, but like we'll get him next time, Bradley.
I feel like at this point he's gonna win for director. But it's gonna take a while, and that's
Oh yeah.
fine.
Yeah,
Put in the work, Brad.
he's gonna keep putting in the work. He's
Yeah,
not giving up.
absolutely.
I thought Carey Mulligan looked beautiful. I loved that
Absolutely one of
dress.
the
I
best
loved that
dressed.
dress.
Her and Marcus Mumford, did you see? He like
He
posted
looked.
on.
I didn't know he was hot.
Yeah, he is kind of hot.
I like truly had no idea what he actually looked like, and I saw him and I was
Yeah.
like, wait,
He's got these like,
okay.
he's got really piercing eyes.
Yeah, like
Yeah.
Slay, actually.
Yeah. And you know their whole story, right?
Yeah, I learned this weekend
They were
when I
like
realized he was
pen,
hot.
they went to camp together when they were kids, and then they were pen pals, lost touch, met at a concert, and got like engaged 5 months later.
I'm obsessed with this.
And then
I love it.
he posted a TikTok, and it was like him carrying her at the Oscars, and like, I'm just Ken in the background. Like, we love a man who knows
Yeah,
that
we
his
love
wife
it.
is more important than him, actually.
Literally, more of that, please. Actually, more of that. RDJ,
RDJ won an Oscar in only RDJ fashion. And I know people are like, there's this whole narrative this award season about like the way that you're, you know, obviously reacting to the presenters on stage and whatever. And yeah. like the Ki Hoi Kwan thing. Obviously, like, I'm not going to defend it, like, because it's just is what it is. But I'm just kind of like over trying to cancel people for that. I don't yeah. know. Like, it's just like, okay, we get it. Like, yeah, they're caught in the moment. Maybe they're like being a little bit rude. Like, what I'm kind of, in my personal opinion, I'm like, what did you expect from Robert Downey Jr.? Like,
right.
he is an egomaniac. Like, that's who he is.
Literally, so, like, he is Iron Man. Like, it's, there's no separation.
Yeah.
He
is. And, like, him. They were taking selfies together backstage. So I'm like, I don't think there's any bad blood between them.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, RDJ y'all are is just RDJ.
Creating drama to create drama. And then Killian, of course. Very sweet Killian.
Killian!
Ireland's
he's
prince.
So tired. Like, Ireland's let me be free. Prince.
Yeah,
let
but then he, now free. He's the new face of Versace or something.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
Obsessed.
No. Looking
Christopher
so
Nolan
cute.
Got his Oscar, right?
He
That's
did.
His first, finally.
Yeah. I think, I thought his speech was really good. About,
yeah, I agree.
Like, the 100 years, how cinema is only 100 years old and like imagine like and the fact that you think that I'm a meaningful part, like I thought that was like really sweet.
Yeah.
And then
good. I was gonna say Cord Jefferson, right? That's his name.
Yes, Cord Jefferson.
Loved,
won
loved
for American
his speech.
Fiction.
Loved his
I thought
speech.
He gave a really good speech too. I didn't realize how young he was.
I know.
But yeah, very very good speech about, you know, making more low budget movies.
Low budget,
like and
we love
chance,
a low budget,
but
film.
Taking chances on like
yeah.
you know interest in more interesting projects. It's
definitely
like, so true. And then of course, my eyes see Oppenheimer.
Oh my god!
They need to stop. I'm so sorry. I'm not ageist. I promise. They need to stop making. People over 70 do Best Picture who
it was
just safe. Don't want to be up that late.
No,
like,
I didn't.
I know it was only like, you know, 7:30 in LA, but still.
No,
and
they
my
needed
eyes
to.
See Oppenheimer.
He needed to sit down.
The lull, and then him being like, when they started cheering, him being like, "What happened?"
Like,
Al.
No, like, let Al sit down, please. He didn't need to get up.
It was so funny, though. Like, he shouldn't have been there at all. He wasn't in anything that was nominated.
No,
like,
truly, like, it was funny, like, him, but then also, like, watching Marty just, like, kind of just, like, look around.
During
like,
I'm just Ken. Yeah. And then his clap at the end, the big clap, was sending me, Francesca Scorsese, you're an icon.
Yeah, no, you are an icon. I saw that TikTok. Yeah, the Oscar, oh, I agree. It was, like, it was one of the better award shows this season, for sure.
Yeah, and it kind of, at first, we were like, oh, God, like, we're in for a long night with, like, the long presentation for supporting actress. But, and then, of course, you know, Zone of Interest winning Best International. And
Jonathan Glazer.
Jonathan Glazer speaking up about Palestine, I think, was, like, really important. Of course, like, his words are being completely misconstrued.
Right, but, of course, it's, like, chaos.
And, like actually, like, irresponsible journalism happening. But I thought
worst.
That what he said, you know.
I agree.
No one, especially considering, like, no one else said anything. You know, Killian said that line about, like, peacemakers and whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, like, they're probably all told, like, don't say anything. But, like,
right.
But you could say something. You could
I know.
Brave.
The thing about Miss Eilish and Mr. Phineas is they're going to support. They're going to be Gen Zers and they're going to support. And I did respect that.
Someone,
I also
like, clocked Billy at a Starbucks this morning, though, so they're trying to cancel
oh, no.
her again.
Billy, you had one job, sister. You had
just
one job.
Go to Dunkin'. Just go to Dunkin'.
Literally. Oh, my God, that's so
except I'm saying that, and meanwhile, I was texting you on Saturday that I had to get a Dunkin' coffee, and I was like, fuck this. It's garbage.
Yeah, literally.
Absolute garbage.
So oh, my God, Billy. I liked her outfit, actually. Like, for Billy,
yeah.
I actually really liked it.
It was, like, in line with what's been going on with her, like, her fashion trajectory, but it was cleaner, like, neater, you know?
Right.
And I felt like that's kind of what that vibe needs, right?
Agreed.
That, like, very, like, schoolgirl, whatever. Like, it needs to be, like, very buttoned up, and I thought it was, like, kind of a slay, yeah.
I agree. Claudia Sluski will always be there arm-in-arm with Phineas. My girl really, like...
Getting to go to all the award shows.
Raya needs to pay that girl because... I can't, like, her life is completely changed.
It's perfect. Her life is perfect. God, I would never complain.
No, her and her body lotion. But yeah, that was the Oscars, I feel like. I feel like we touched on all the things.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah. I was so tired of the movie. I didn't know if I was gonna make it. What?
Sabrina and Barry, official.
They are official, aren't they?
They are. I mean, I was already seeing like the clips from the Eras tour in Singapore.
He flew to Singapore. Like, yeah, that's kind of a long. I mean, I guess from LA, but like, this man has a whole child somewhere. We don't even know where that child is.
Literally, Brando. I mean, he is like full. Yeah, like fully in his 30s with a child. Like recently broken up. And Sabrina's, like, you know, in her young pop star era. But this is what the young pop stars do, don't they? Like, it's really just, like, canon. It's all canon events.
I saw someone refer to them as Funko Pop Taylor and Travis.
They've been quiet recently, at least in my world.
They went to one of those after parties that was, like, no cameras. So they were out and about, but... But now she's done with Eras for like 2 months now. So,
I mean, this is the thing. It's like if she can like stay away until what the album, the poets,
Tortured Poets Department.
Thank you.
In like 5 weeks.
Yeah, if she can give the world 5 weeks, I would be proud of her.
She's not going to though, because the Eras tour movie drops on Disney Plus tomorrow.
Oh my god! I didn't even know.
Tomorrow. And of course it's like,
I paid $20 moved. For that it okay got, Taylor.
I know it got moved up from Friday at midnight to tomorrow at like specifically like 9 p.m. Eastern, which is like as long, so everyone's like, they're freaking out, they're like, oh my god, is she announcing something? I'm not doing it anymore. I'm no. not gonna get hurt again. It's no, not gonna absolutely happen. Not
you don't deserve that.
Yeah, no. So
LOL. Well, she is inevitable, isn't she?
She is inevitable, like, as once Thanos said.
Oh God,
I am inevitable. All right, that was a good recap.
Yeah.
Okay. Should we talk about new music?
Yeah, we should. I mean, the thing I'm gonna make. I already made these claims to you. I'm gonna make a bold statement that I actually don't maybe think is that bold. A lot of people are saying this, but. This may be Ariana Grande's best album. Like, cohesively, the people know, I was not expecting this kind of greatness. I was really just expecting, like, you know, similar to what we got with Positions. Like, mm-hmm. She's putting out an album, coming out kind of randomly. Here we go. Some songs that you like, but nothing really to write home about. But Eternal Sunshine, baby. I have played literally nothing else for the last 5 days. I'm obsessed with it. And, like, I genuinely think, like, I'm saying craziness here because it hasn't come out yet. Like, I know Cowboy Carter is going to affect me in such a way. I know it is. Yeah. But, like, I think, number one, I think Beyonce should have won Best Album for Renaissance. We know this.
Yes.
And do I don't know if Cowboy Carter is going to change my life. It is, but, like, in terms of, like, being a Best Album. Do you know what I mean? Uh-huh. I don't want that.
It's country.
Like, yeah. I don't think Beyonce is going to win Best Album for Cowboy Carter. Ariana Grande could win Best Album for this. I'm saying it early as the first album that's come out, but like it's so good to me. What do you think of it?
That is a statement.
I know. I really think it's good. Like
no,
I don't.
It is.
I'm just shocked.
I'm looking at your.
I've listened to this so
stats,
much.
Your stats FM right now.
Embarrass me, Meg.
It's your number one album of 2024. Yeah. By a lot, my sister.
I know, my sister. I've really been listening.
I love it. No, I love it. It's my number one album of the last 4 weeks already, and it's been out for 5 days.
Casey comes soon, though. So.
Casey comes so soon. Yes, so... Eternal Sunshine, wow. No one can pick a single these days.
No,
because why is Yes And the worst song on the album?
It's the worst song on the album always.
And I feel like we said this last week that it was probably going to be an outlier. Like yeah. That's what we thought. But okay, so Thursday was the Traitors finale, which like, you know, kind of fell off the end, but also like there was drama. So yes. I was watching that, and also the reunion came out, so I watched until like. 11 p.m. And
right.
And I'm, like, up and whatever. And it hits, like, about to be midnight. And I'm, like, oh, fuck. Ari's album's out. And I'm, like, looking at the album length. And it's only, like, 35 minutes. Which, again, right. like, kind of perfect for this kind of pop album. Like, perfect length. Like,
agreed.
I know, like,
agreed.
I know we kind of complained about the Olivia Rodrigo album being that short. But, like, this feels right. Like,
correct.
It feels long. And it, like, just long enough for whatever reason. And that may be, you know, just random. But I was like, okay, well, if I've listened to Yes And already, I'm going to skip that. So it could be like a 32-minute listen, and I could go to bed at 12:30. So I listened to it. And like any first listen, it kind of, a lot of it blended together.
Mm-hmm.
So I saved 6 songs. And I didn't save the intro, which like I
yeah,
should have.
Neither.
So like, but these 7 also feel like the ones that I'm going to be continue spinning. Plus I'll add one more. But on first listen, I wasn't as impressed. And then the next morning I got up and I was like, And Giselle and I went to spin. We went to Fun Friday.
We did.
And Jasmine played 3. She played Yes And, We Can't Be Friends, and
Eternal Sunshine.
The Saturn Returns into Eternal Sunshine.
Yeah.
And that was convincing. From the jump, bye. Bye, 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 bye.
I got chills.
Yeah. I was like, okay, we're serious right now.
Like, it... Bye is the song.
It's the song. And can I tell you, because I was in a hotel room this weekend for my friend's wedding, and I was getting ready on Friday for the rehearsal, like, by myself in my room, and I had a speaker, and I played the album while I was getting ready, and I was fully dancing around my hotel room.
Yes!
Like, it is contagious, that song.
Absolutely.
It has that very much, like, hairbrush microphone vibe to it.
Yeah.
And I think it's so good. I think
agreed.
It's so good.
Agreed. And Meg and I both. On
yes,
for,
immediately.
We were like, that's the one.
Immediately, that's the one. Don't Want to Break Up Again. Doesn't do it for me as much, but still good. And then love the little Saturn Returns interlude.
Yes.
Wake up. And I'm like, okay, bitch.
I'm up.
I also like the intro.
I agree.
Like, I like the concept. Like, I like the concept of, like, how, because I watched the Zane Lowe interview.
Yes.
How do I know if I'm in the right relationship? And that the end of it with her Nona is kind of the answer to it. So
right.
I really appreciate this creative concept that she's come up with 100%.
Same.
Do I agree with what everyone's trying to say to, like, defend her and what she's saying to defend herself, that this isn't autobiographical? No. That's
right.
Bullshit. It is autobiographical. Let's be so for real. But, like,
right.
Love it. Like, whatever, you know?
Also, like, yeah. Did you listen to Lost Coach today?
I did.
And Bowen's like, I'm like, Bowen,
on
defend your
life.
Friend. Defend your friend, Bowen. But
like,
this is autobiographical.
I would do this for you, right?
Oh,
if
absolutely.
If this was your album and you were like, I promise, like, it's concept, I would be like, that's exactly what my sister said.
What she
like,
said is Bible.
Bible.
Literally.
She's standing on business. Like,
literally.
But no, like, it is autobiographical. Like, Eternal Sunshine is fun.
It's grown on me.
Yeah. Supernatural, so good.
Can I
admit something? I haven't listened to the Troy remix yet.
It's so good. Meg, you know how I feel about Troy.
I was at a wedding and I was like, wait. And then I saw it and I was like, did she really drop this on a Saturday night? Like, what's going on?
But she calls it like it's not the full deluxe, right? She called it like the semi-deluxe version or something.
Yeah,
like, it's just chaos always.
I know. I will say, and I feel like this is going to blaspheme you, but True Story is kind of a skip for me. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I love you. I love you. And sometimes we have things that we aren't as completely aligned on.
I'm going to give it another try eventually. But right now I have my hyperfixation songs. So what I do is when I listen to the album, I listen to Intro Into the World, Into Bye, Skip Don't Want to Break Up Again. Sometimes I'll listen to Saturn Returns Into Eternal Sunshine. Sometimes Supernatural. True Story skip. Boys Mind skip. Yes And skip. The Ariana Grande song, I might say, of all time.
Yeah.
You Can't Be Friends, Wait for Your Love.
Oh, my God.
Max Martin, You Will Always Be Famous.
Like, literally.
Like, I can't get over what the song, after hearing it in spin, and then I heard it in spin again on Monday morning.
Yeah.
Really good. Right after, like, it was, like, ready for it into... we can't be friends. And I was like, this is peak. Like, I'm peaking right now. But watching that music video.
One of her best.
I don't remember the last time I said that a music video was good, and that is an excellent music video.
Evan Peters jump scare, but also it worked. It worked.
And what a song.
I know. It's actually an it's such a good song.
It's so good. It should have been the single, but like I conceptually and like promotionally and like marketing wise, I understand why Yes And was the single. I do. Even if I don't agree with it, and it's like this, you know, probably weakest song on the album. And then the rest of the album is like all bangers for me.
Agree.
Wish I Hated You, Imperfect for You, Ordinary Things, slam.
Slam dunk. It was so, I mean, it's, yeah. Agreed, your thorough and incredible analysis. Yeah, the only one that I love is A True Story Hit Me Upon First Listen.
This is a true story about. I'm trying to figure out what it reminds me of, that opening. It's very, I feel like it's Max Martin, so it feels very Britney almost.
You know, I told you this, that the one song sounds like gives me Part of Me to You by Katy Perry. We Can't Be Friends. There's parts of it that literally just like scratches a part of my brain that sounds like Part of Me. Mm-hmm. It's also Max Martin, but like the Max Martin of it all. He also is inevitable. Thank God.
He's inevitable. And like, I think in general, this is what most artists do. You know, like Jack Antonoff has his, you know, dirty little fingerprints all over every Taylor Swift song these days, which I'm not complaining about, but I think cohesiveness is key to, like, you know, obviously, like, she worked with Max on, like, literally all the songs. Like, it was the two of them and Ilya, basically, and, like, that's it. So, I think that did wonders for it and just makes it, all the better.
I'm really
happy with it. Like, I know I was being a hater for so long, and like I knew this was gonna happen, you know what I mean? I knew there would be a couple that I would love, but I actually really like a lot more of them than I thought.
Yeah, it's like I feel like there's albums that are just like super listenable or whatever. I feel like this is one. And Ari's previously, I texted you and Vera when it came out, I was like, I haven't felt this way about an Ari album since like Dangerous Woman, honestly. Like, I liked Sweetener, obviously. I liked Positions. I liked, what's the other one that was also in the
Thank
mix?
You Next.
Oh, yeah. Thank You Next. Thank you. I was actually going back and I was like, do I?
No, but I mean, that's so true. Like, when I go back through Ari's discography, and like, she's my number two played artist, like, of all time.
Yeah.
She's
my number one. I'm like, Jesus Christ, just get a grip. Get a grip,
but
sister.
But like, Sweetener is strong for me, and like I was a big Thank You Next the single girl, because I was just like leaning into that whole, you know, situation.
Yeah.
But Positions has a lot of skips for me.
Yeah, like there's songs on Positions that I like love, but there's like three of them.
Yeah.
I'm happy. I wonder what she's gonna actually do about like performing live, like, because she said she's like not gonna do it in the same way that she used to. If she does, I feel like there's gonna be
like a Harry Styles type residency in like New York and LA, and you know.
I know. As I said, the one time I saw her live was not spectacular.
Yeah,
the production wasn't spectacular, but
I don't know if I'm gonna be flying out of my seat to buy tickets to the concert, but you know. I'm also going to see Olivia Rodrigo, so, like, I should see.
I think it'll be fun. I mean, like, she's having fun, the girls. The girls are living. Chapel, oh, yeah, fuck.
Chapel leaves the tour, like, right before
it's so dark. Chapel, why would you do that to my sister?
No, and we got to call out Olivia Rodrigo for, like, literally giving out Plan B at her concerts, like, and, like, supporting abortion rights. Like, actually, like, she's a sister. Like, she's,
no,
like,
she's slaying. Also, it was, I thought it was hilarious the, TikTok when she like she stitched the guy who was like that little Mexican girl who be crying all the time on the internet, and she's eating her cookie. 0 out of 10. I actually think that's hilarious. I was like, okay,
no,
you're funny. Give us a personality, Olivia.
She has good internet humor down.
Yeah.
It's just like, I feel like she doesn't do it enough. Like,
no.
And maybe she's just trying to keep it all a little bit more close to the chest, which I think is probably in the long run going to benefit her, like, personally.
Yeah.
But I'm also like, yes, give us humor. Give us, again, like,
I was laughing.
Personality. We're waiting for the personality. But yeah, no, I mean, I'm happy for Ariana. I think, like,
same.
I think this is really, really strong work. I mean, she is incredibly irritating, and this Glinda voice is incredibly irritating.
The looks have been bad.
The looks have been bad.
The blonde is bad. I'm sorry. I need it to be done.
It's good sometimes.
Yeah, but then
it looks
she gets
good on SNL for whatever reason.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I agree. It's like when it's good, it's good. But like the Oscars look was truly so terrible. It swallowed her alive. She's so small. She can't wear that shit. No. But
I couldn't believe it. Like, also, like, you know, the dress was down to the ground, and that just makes you look even shorter when you're like that tiny. Like, so I don't know. It's just like, ugh. But the album is good. Yeah, I'm interested to see what she does next. And of course, you know, we'll be sad for Wicked. Like, of course.
Yeah, I mean, just the first one. It's just like, I really don't even get time to exist with it because it's like Casey, and I'm just gonna be listening to that for the next week, and then literally Beyonce. It's just too much. Maggie? And then Taylor? It's just too much. I'm just overwhelmed.
Maggie and Lizzie. Oh wait. Is Lizzie May or no, Lizzie's April. And then now Dua, because Sean and I were just talking. Right before we started recording, Dua announced her her new album. What is it called? Radical Optimism. And it's coming out in May.
And literally, Dua Lipa's so mad at Ariana, as you said.
I know. Tracks include End of an Era, Houdini Training Season, These Walls, What You Doin', French Exit, Illusion, Falling Forever, Anything for Love, Maria, and Happy for You.
Any features?
No. Not.
On the thing? Here we go.
I'm going to claim French Exit.
I love that. That seems like that feels correct.
Yeah. I like the aesthetic. It's a very summer aesthetic, but like, I don't know. It's just been such a long rollout. We'll see.
I know. And it's not hitting the same as the last one, which is fine, but I'm ready for her. Let's go, Dua. Give me a dancing bop. The thing is, Training Season is always in my head.
Need someone to hold me close to you.
And she's finally been performing it again now, so I'm like...
Well, her Brits performance was pretty good, I'm not gonna lie.
No, it was.
I mean, I don't know...
She's getting better.
Did we talk about the Griff song being out? I don't think so,
but it's amazing.
It's the best thing that's ever happened.
It's so good.
It's such a good song. And also, like, Charlie is kind of slaying with Von Dutch, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, no, I'm obsessed. When is that? That's what I need.
Yeah, Brat is, because it's called Brat.
I'm so fucking excited. Give Charlie her Grammy.
I think June? She, like, really said summer album.
I know, thank God.
But did you see the beef with her and Camila?
Yeah, because did you see that thing I reposted on TikTok?
No,
that was
it just says this summer. Like, once again, someone not giving
give me a
date.
People, like, Camila released that song, and everyone's like,
I love it.
I'm like, enough. Camila Cabello, did you see this? She was with Nicholas, whatever that man's last name is.
Galitzin, yeah. He's definitely fruity.
I saw a tweet that was like, she will literally find a fruit, like a fruit fly. Like, my sister is on
but
them.
But, like, they were in that Cinderella movie together. Like, people forget.
Oh, he was in that?
Yes, he was the prince in that.
He works, man. He loves.
And he was singing. He was singing Somebody to Love.
Oh, my God. I don't need Camila Cabello's blonde era. I'm sorry. I don't need it.
It just, again, I've seen a million people say this, so this is not a new take, but it's just incredibly inauthentic.
Yeah.
It does not feel natural or a natural progression at all, and it just feels like, but yeah, Reputation Tour opener is feuding with each other.
I know, literally. Camila really should have just, like, pulled a Becky G. Like, decide after your hit song, Shower for Becky G, Havana for Camila Cabello, that you're gonna stick to, like, the Latin music that she told us was what she wanted to do. She told us is what she wanted to do. Yeah. And Becky G stuck to it. And now Becky G is one of the biggest stars in the world. So, Camila Cabello, you should have stuck to that. Not that you can't do different things, but you lied to us, Camila.
Also, did you know that Charlie wrote on Havana?
Of course she did. That's why it's a hit. Oh my God.
Along with like 9 other people, including Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. But like, okay, sister.
Shawn Mendes, he's in the studio. He is
God help us all.
He is
what
coming.
What will the music be like? He's looking hot, of course. Always.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for like a little saucy Shawn. Like, I'm ready for that.
We were streaming that album. What was it called?
Dream. Wonder. What, that one song where it's like, well, you know, When You're Gone is like my favorite song of life.
But that was like a random single.
I know. You should have went with that. Yeah. Shawn, where are you? Yeah, very excited about all the new music to come. Ari, Slate It, Casey, see you.
The Bleachers album
see
is
you
great.
Oh, yeah, that came out too. I saved a few. The tiniest moves you make.
The way you just said, you're going to have to watch this back. Oh, yeah, that came out too. Oh, yeah, that came out too.
I saved a few.
I know.
I wouldn't say that it hit me as much as Ari hit me, but...
I know.
I don't think anything tops Tiny Moves for me.
This is how I felt about the Hozier album the day Renee Rapp came out. Sorry.
I know. I feel you. I'll need to return to it.
But yeah, and then Renee gripped me later on. But... Yeah, no, it's great. There's some good... I mean, the thing is that there were, like, 4 or 5 singles. So, like...
Yeah.
But there's a lot of good stuff in there. Jack saw them last week briefly at Bowery Ballroom. They were great. They're great live. I tried to get in the presale this morning, and Ticketmaster just kept kicking me out for, like, their October show. So I just gave up. I was like, sorry, I can't do this today. It's too much. But, yeah. Plethora, we're very blessed. Plethora of new music.
Thankful.
Which you can't hear on TikTok anymore. None of them.
Literally.
TikTok is crumbling.
Maybe. TikTok is crumbling. The girls, maybe you need to get a JOB. Not that that's not a JOB, but get a 9-to-5 JOB, girls.
I'm like,
prepare yourselves.
I need to go through my bookmarks and download all my favorite TikToks so that I can watch them. Like, that would be devastating.
I want to laugh.
Right.
There's like, so many times where I have the app and I'm like, wow, this is why I have TikTok. Like, this
like,
is
literally,
so funny.
Like, not to bring her up again, but Taylor Swift went the day of the Grammys when we were like certain, all of us as a collective, that Reputation was coming out. I like went back in my bookmarks to find that TikTok of that guy being like, Reputation Taylor version when she comes out, because I like bookmarked it for that very occasion, and I was like, wow, I need something, some joy, like I'm gonna make myself
literally
laugh. Like, it will be sad if the U.S. government bans TikTok, mostly because like they cannot ban assault rifles and yet they can ban TikTok
right
in like 5 minutes.
It is crazy. It's like I'm always like, is it like really gonna happen? Like, I feel like they always tell us it's gonna happen, but then like one day am I just gonna wake up and TikTok's gonna be no more?
I mean, the thing is that like I'm like I'm like thinking to myself about how much time I'm gonna save and how much work I could get done in the time that I spend on TikTok, and like it actually feels exhausting to think of like doing other stuff while like not scrolling.
I was saying to Meg, like, what I already can't deal with is all the TikTokers being like, once again, I'm like, this already happened last year. Like, thank you all so much for being here. Like, they're crying on the screen. Like, you mean so much to me, all of you. Hearts, hearts, hearts. Also, like, follow me on Instagram. Like, I understand.
God, Reels is going to become insufferable.
No, Instagram, I mean, if this actually happens, Instagram is already a hellscape, but it's going to become even more of a hellscape, and I just can't even begin to think about it. It feels so dark.
I know. But I mean, let's pray that it doesn't happen, because, like, I love TikTok. I love my TikTok time. I don't want it to go away.
Same. I cherish it, actually.
This tweet about Dua Lipa's album, it just says, kind of love how little sense this era makes. Like,
yeah, it's so
why
insane.
Why was it Houdini? And then it was like Training Season, which was like gym vibes. And now it's like summer.
It's, yeah. Shark. I feel like Dua doesn't really know what she's doing, actually. Like,
no. She doesn't have, like, she's just a girl who likes going on vacation. And I'm not judging her for
outfits.
That. But, like, she just, I don't think she knows what's going on.
No, she's a girl who loves going on vacation, dyeing her hair, wearing cute outfits, and dating boys. Like, that's literally what she wants to do. And then she'll get up and do a song.
Absolutely do not begrudge her that at
no.
all. Like, absolutely, my sister, like, go forth into the world and prosper, but, like, the vision is missing from the album.
There's not a vision. There's not a vision.
Oh, my God. Oh! Eternal Sunshine, Radical Optimism. Now, I'm not saying solar power has suns, but we may need to do a DNA test.
I mean, Lourdes ahead of her time, if we're being honest. The girls will return to Lourdes, and they will know.
No, eventually that album will get its due, because it is like, so good, and I think it's also, like, a really interesting turn from her. And yeah. Obviously, we're going to get, like, Melodrama Part 2, basically, by the end of the year, hopefully.
I know. But, the back half, like, the girlies, I'm ready for Lourdes, I'm ready for Haim, I'm ready for Gaga.
Harry. Harry could be one of the girls.
Yeah, I mean, I think Harry, like, I obviously always want new music for Harry, but I would love for Harry to give me something to look forward to next year, but...
I know, but also, like...
Someone needs to be doing something next year.
Yeah, I know, but then the Grammys cutoff is, like, what is it, like, September 1 or something?
Oh, okay.
So, like, anything in the fall will be for the year after.
Got it.
But, who was it? Oh, Zayn's coming out with an album in June.
I did see that. I don't know, I'm a bit exhausted by Zayn, but I will... Exhausted by him doing nothing, but I'm still exhausted. I'll listen.
Yeah, I
suppose. I'll give it a listen.
He went on Hot Ones, or is going on Hot Ones.
I'll watch it. I'll be set. I have not seen it if it came out, but I will watch. I'll give him some time.
Yeah. Give him a chance.
Give him a chance. Okay, Meg, should we round it out with the continuous topic that won't literally leave our brains, but also, like, continuously keeps getting more insane?
Kate-gate, Watergate.
What? Okay, so last week, we didn't have the Photoshop image last week.
No.
That's crazy!
Yeah, because it was on Mother's Day.
So much has happened.
Which was Sunday.
So much has happened in the last week.
Yeah. It is so crazy how this just keeps getting more insane. And, like, I sent you guys that Timeline article.
Yeah.
Former BuzzFeed correspondent, I guess, for the royal family, which is actually, like, it really cohesively, like, explains the timeline, because, like, this has been going on, technically, if you think about it, and probably, obviously, for years, because, like, William... And as a bit of a royal connoisseur myself, like, I am in tune to, like, what's going on with them. So, like, a couple years ago when it was kind of leaked briefly that he had a mistress and it was, like, Kate's friend and their neighbor, this Marchioness of Cholmondeley, which is how you say it, not Cholmondeley, I knew about that. So, like, that was when I had decided, like, not then even, like, it was the Meghan and Harry stuff, but had decided that William was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And then I read Spare, and I was like, William's a really big piece of shit, and also Kate sucks, too.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, the thing is that she sucks. Like, right. She's terrible. She was awful to Meghan Markle, and, like, she's terrible. And, like, she, you know. Probably, like has done a lot of dirty things to get to the position that she's in.
Kate and, like, wanted to be a princess.
She wanted to be here, and, like, the thing is that
it's not history has
repeated itself, and I am full blown conspiracy theorist now. But the thing is, I'm so tired of the, you know, royalists and whatever who are saying, like, how dare you comment on this, and, like, how dare you speculate and whatever.
What else are they doing?
Because, like, where was this when Meghan Markle was literally being picked apart, you know, bit by bit,
right.
Number one. And number two, like, they can't get their shit together. Like, this is the most interesting thing that's happened since, like, the Titanic submersible.
Literally.
This is so, and also, like, this is so bad for them. The fact that they posted that photo on Mother's Day that was supposed to be, like, a hi, I'm alive situation. And immediately the Photoshop job is so bad that the entire internet is ablaze. And then AP and, like, Reuters or whatever, and, like, all the big, like, pull it, do a kill order for it, which basically says that they're never going to trust another image from Kensington Palace ever again. That's crazy.
And then, Meg, on top of that, in the year 2024 of our Lord and Savior Beyonce, she gets on Instagram and does like a fucking Instagram story writing.
Oh. Well, that's where I'm like, William is doing it. It's William and his team. Like, she's not doing it. Because if you in Spare, Harry talks about how Will signed his name, like, signed Harry's name on a statement that was, like, refuting some tabloid story that, like, William was a bully or whatever. And, like, he signed Harry's name without Harry having ever read it. So this guy is capable of a lot of, like, fucking clownery and buffoonery and, like, actually sinister stuff. And, like...
I'm just an amateur photo photographer?
What? Yeah, you expect us to believe that she's literally just, like, doing her Photoshop on the images that they send out to the whole world.
The Princess of Wales?
Fuck off.
They think we're dumb.
No, but that's the thing. They have been operating for so long under this assumption that the public is stupid. And Harry and Meghan's doc and Harry's book did a lot of damage to that in terms of the fact that there are quotes that people can refer to see that, like, this is exactly the way Harry described everything being run, and that, as you said, like, there's no way there's a publicist under 50 in that
Absolutely
room.
Absolutely not.
Or if they are, they're just morons, basically, because...
It's all hierarchy. It's
all hierarchy. It's all favoritism. It's all, like...
Honestly, the Crown giving me tea. Like, the
all
way that those...
nepotism, like, ineptism. Yeah. Like, your dad had the role, like, you're gonna get it, like, all this stuff. And, you know, they're... basically, like, you know, ancient customs and, like, ridiculousness is coming back to bite them in the ass. And I, for one, am sad. And I think it's very entertaining because they're not good people, as we've said.
No.
And, like, do I want Kate Middleton to be dead or harmed? Like, absolutely not. Like, I would never endorse that. But also, like...
What do you think it is?
I really think it's divorce.
You think?
I think it's divorce.
You think she's worked this hard and she's just like, I'm done.
I think he asked for a divorce. I think that's the conspiracy theory I believe the most.
Okay.
In December at Christmas, he asked for a divorce. And then she was like rushed off the hospital. I don't know like what happened, like mental breakdown, whatever. And then she's like holding out and like is refusing to be seen. Because
she doesn't, she wants to continue to be the Princess of Wales.
Yeah, or she wants more, like, you know, power and, like, the post, whatever. Because also then there was an article about the mistress being like, who is she? Like, soft launching her a little bit. It's so sinister, Giselle. That's the one that kind of makes the most sense to me. I feel like there are probably people listening who think
yeah.
I'm crazy.
No,
that
makes sense
to me. But I also do think, the other thing that it could be, and I think they're, like, absolutely having problems, and I also think that the way that this is going right now, they are throwing her under the bus. Like, Will and his team are throwing her under the
bus. Oh, my God, yeah.
100%. Because the thing is, like, if she was on death's door, and I mean, this is the whole thing, like, her brother has an Instagram. Like, he posts on Instagram. He was just on a vacation. Her sister was reportedly on a Caribbean vacation in, like, early Feb. Then some people were saying those are old photos. So, like, I don't know.
Her uncle's on fucking Celebrity Big Brother.
Her uncle's on Celebrity Big Brother. So that's the thing. Like, I do not think, like, she is in a coma or, like...
Yeah.
Whatever. But... I do think, like, whatever happened, like, that smoking gun of, like, the photo or video of the ambulance going to the hospital, and, like, nothing was ever had ever come out about that. And I think the fact that, like, they're trying to convince us that this surgery, this abdominal surgery, was planned, but they had all these engagements that she had to cancel, like, because it happened. Like, so if it was planned that far in advance,
they
like,
wouldn't
why'd
have
you,
had
why'd
them.
You schedule, why'd you schedule those events, number one? So, there's just so much fishy going on.
So, do you think that, like, he's trying to divorce her and then, like, be like, this is my mistress, my new wife, the new Princess of Wales? Giving Camilla
I mean,
tea.
It's literally what his dad did.
Yeah, like, you literally just giving.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. I mean,
oh,
that's
so
the thing.
Crazy.
It's like, but that's the thing. That's why he's such an icky, gross person. Because, like, if you watch The Crown.
Not The Crown being canceled when all this is happening.
I mean, renew it.
Literally. Netflix... Get on it.
The thing about if you watch The Crown is that it is kind of Charles propaganda. It's royal family propaganda in a
yeah.
lot of ways. Like there are times where it critiques the system, right? It has a lot of empathy for the people within the system, I think, The Crown.
Mm-hmm.
But it also holds them accountable for like the atrocities, like the bad things that they've done, right? Like at the, you know, serving while serving the crown.
Yeah. Right?
But I think the showrunner had a lot of fascination and a lot of respect for Queen Elizabeth. So that's why it kind of ended the way it did, which was like with a whimper, not a bang, and like very much went away from kind of critiquing them. But when Josh O'Connor played Prince Charles, you had a lot of empathy for him.
Yeah, I definitely was like, wait.
Before the Diana stuff, because he just like
was a boy.
He was just a boy, and he was never given a chance, right? Yeah. Like, to like be a real person or like have a real life or anything. And of course he wouldn't. But then he was literally awful to Diana's, because like, you know, horribleness begets horribleness, and like that's what happens. But like for Prince William and Prince Harry to both grow up in that situation and watch what happened to their mom and watch what their dad did to their mom, and like they used to hate, you know, like they hated Camilla and whatever, like Harry said it in his book. And obviously like Harry's also an egomaniac and was like involved in all of it, has done a lot of shitty things in his life, like let's not forget the Nazi costume, but right. Like he, for him to be seemingly like free of it and like a bit more adjusted, and obviously loves his wife very much and like worships the ground she walks on a bit, like for William to turn out just like his dad is so icky and disgusting. And like whether they're getting divorced or not, or whether they stay married forever, like, and it's just an open secret, because like literally Stephen Colbert was talking about this mistress last night, like the cat is out of the bag. Because the thing is, when it first leaked a couple years ago, the royal like Rhoda basically killed the story. They were like, they have the Daily Mail and all of those like in their pockets basically. So that's why Harry and Meghan were like completely vilified in the press, because the royal family owns the press, and they're like, we're not gonna give you access if you know, like we're gonna withhold access and like whatever. So it's a really like gross, awful system, and like there's so much hypocrisy there, but they've kind of lost the press.
I know.
So, and the American press is involved now. The American press isn't going to hold for anything.
I know.
They're going to get to the bottom of this.
No, I mean, we're getting answers. We are getting some answers, I feel.
Yeah. And then the fact that the photo that they shared of her after the whole Photoshop debacle, they were like, oh, photo of her in the car. And it's like, you can't even see her face.
No.
All of this would actually go away with a short video, like, it seems so them to do a video clip of her like in her like a nice set of pajamas, like with the kids around her,
right,
get well cards, or even just like taking a walk. Like, so that's where it just gets really sinister, because it's like there was only two reasons why they wouldn't do that, because at this point like they've already like said way more than they usually would. Normally it's like never complain, never explain, but like either she literally can't because she doesn't like the way she looks right now, or something like that, or she won't.
Ooh!
T.
Kate Middleton, I mean, like, once again, as you said, she's
bring
like
kind of down the monarchy, sister.
But like, give me the tell-all, Kate. Yep. I hope you're preparing the tell-all. I'm ready. I'm sad.
I'm ready.
I've never been more sad in my life.
To have dinner at Via Carota with Taylor Swift next year and get the tea.
That was so funny. Oh my God, I'm ready. Like, literally. Crazy. I can't believe this is all happening. Like, down with the monarchy. Bye.
No, I mean, I think it was already, like, starting, but it really is happening very quickly.
Kate is about to...
Maybe that's the reason why they're banning TikTok, because they know that the sleuths are getting close to the truth.
I know. The sleuths? The sleuths on TikTok, they held nothing back.
Listen, if you unleashed the Swifties on them, they would have it figured out in
we would have already had the answer. Taylor, just if what would happen if they just called Taylor up? Because
what would happen if they just called Taylor up?
If Kate Middleton called Taylor up, we'd have an answer. So get her on the phone, honestly. Travis, we'll see you in 3 to 5 business days. Get Taylor on the phone. Like... Get her across the pond, please. It's time. God. Yeah. Wow.
So
I'm assuming next week we'll have more to tell you.
I assume there will never. It's never ending at this point.
Never ending.
I mean. It's been a delight. I'm enjoying myself.
Immensely. Oh, yeah. I'm definitely enjoying it. I'm definitely enjoying
and
watching
then, it. I mean, unfold. Then there's the whole cousin with the smoking gun. Like,
yeah.
Craziness. Suicide, murder. I don't know. It's crazy.
It's crazy. But then, meanwhile, truly the celebrity big brother of it all. Just, like, all this going on, and he's just, like, boop, 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 hanging
in
out
there,
with Ekansu.
Ekansu's like, where's Kate?
Yeah, literally. Akintu's like, no, I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
But, like, he didn't say, like, she's okay. He said, like, I'm sure when more, if more comes out, I'll be able to speak about it. Like, what does that mean, sir?
Right.
That there's more to come out, actually. That it was an abdominal surgery. Or it was.
She's having a mental breakdown.
Sinister way. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, praying for those kids.
Absolutely praying for those kids. Because the other thing is, like, do we know if they're in school? Like, all the people who go to school with them are all in the same circle. So it's, like, very, ooh.
Yeah, it's very stressed. Dark.
Yeah.
Man. Ooh.
I feel like this was a long episode. We had kind of had a short one last week. And
I know. We really just went in. Well, everyone, that's all she wrote. We hope you enjoyed this episode. We love you all very dearly.
Leave us a review. Hot Man Bracket coming soon.
Coming soon. Yeah. We will see you all next week. We've been so good this year.
We've been so good.
And we love you, but most importantly, love you, Meg.
Love you, G.